On the bench, Soleil squeezed Chenille's hand. She had witnessed past ceremonies, but today Sage's speech took on new meaning. Every word seemed to resonate inside her. Her senses felt heightened, her mood invigorated. Sage had finished speaking now, giving way to a troop of dancers who acted out a villager's progression from infant to little one to young adult to old one. Someday, Soleil thought, old ones might grow even older. Scientists were working to uncover the lost secrets of medicine. Though for now, disease seemed to take people so swiftly. Soleil knew that just by living to 13, she and her peers had performed a difficult feat. A nudge from Chenille banished these somber thoughts. Soleil looked toward the stage where the dancing was followed by a parade of banners that depicted all the paths. Writer, dancer, builder, counselor, so many paths proclaimed in white letters on shiny cloth. Two little ones carried each banner, followed by a 14 who carried the sashes. They marched in a long, wide circle, finally making a line at the back of the stage. Then Sage and Luna stepped to the podium carrying the list of 13s. Aggie's path, Luna called out. Grocer. Aggie stepped forward and a 14 placed a sash around her neck. Then Sage handed her an official scroll and shook her hand. Bones path. Builder. Each name was called out in turn until all the 13s stood in a long line. They now all wore sashes around their robes and carried an assignment scroll. The ceremony was drawing to a close. In one joyful voice, the 13s sang Song of the Path. Now, only the bracelet ritual was left.